We interrupt this regularly scheduled school year to bring you
Eid Mubarak, Mubarak, Eid Mubarak.
That's right, Eid Mubarak. While a lot of kids might be thinking snow day in this grim winter, it's religious holidays under discussion in New York City schools as New York puts Eid al-Adha and Eid al-Fitr on the calendar, first major school system to recognize Muslim holidays with days off. The two feast days move in the Gregorian calendar because they are celebrated according to the lunar Muslim calendar and so will not be associated with a particular season. And that's an opportunity to consider the religious and cultural significance of these days, as well as to note that the Gregorian calendar comes equipped with some holidays already installed in the software. Diane Moore is a professor at the Harvard Divinity School.
What's really important, John, to remember is that the calendar itself privileges Christianity. So the notion somehow that we're never going to give anyone a recognition of their holiday is just not true, because Christianity, of course, is always protected because of the structural dimensions of our calendar and the structural dimensions of our weekly schedule. So I think it's really important to recognize that whether we want to or not, we already privilege Christians.
If you're going to recognize the Eid and both, you know, major feasts in the Muslim calendar, there's a point at which you're going to have to recognize Ramadan, or at least aggressively accommodate Ramadan in the way the school year is organized. How do you think that will work? Because that's a very different kind of thing than just getting a day off.
Well, there's two issues here. There's one is the public recognition of days off that a community will decide whether or not they're going to represent Jewish holidays or Muslim holidays or Christian holidays, Good Friday, for example. The other question, though, is that we always want to make sure that we give accommodations to students and to teachers, actually, to be able to practice their own religious traditions. And that's constitutionally sound. That's legally, we're legally required to do so. Again, it's an opportunity, I think, to not only educate each other, but to be attentive to supporting the representations of our multiculturalism and diversity in a way that can only enhance communities and make them stronger.
Finally, Diane, of the 120 possible religious holidays out there, what are ones might you point to that illustrate something interesting about how communities tend to deal with all this?
Well, actually, let me suggest this. Kwanzaa, what we've done in relationship to holidays around the Christmas season is, in an effort to be more inclusive, what we've ended up doing is trying to make the winter holiday inclusive of Hanukkah and Kwanzaa. That's been an interesting engagement because Hanukkah, of course, is not a major holiday for Jews. The major high holy days are Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So it's an interesting challenge then, in our attempt to be inclusive, we end up honoring a minor holiday and ignoring a major holiday, which in itself is not necessarily helpful toward the larger goal of better understanding and inclusiveness. So I think the larger issue here really is about having this controversy or this set of questions move away from controversy and become an opportunity for communities to talk together about, first of all, who's in your community, what constituencies are represented in relationship to religious diversity. It's a good thing for teachers to know. It's a good thing for administrators to know. And it's an opportunity then to have different kinds of conversation with the community about how to both represent accurately these celebrations, these religious opportunities, to as an educational opportunity, and then also just as a way to start thinking together, how can we honor and represent and respect that diversity rather than, again, have it become a controversy or some kind of competition about which religious traditions are more important than others.
Well, recognize the holiday. That's a great takeaway. Recognize the holiday for its own importance within the religious tradition and not simply keep score on who gets the most days off, that sort of thing. Diane Moore, thanks so much.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you, John.
Diane Moore is a senior lecturer and professor at on religious studies and education at the Harvard Divinity School.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.